Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 21st, 2022, through Friday, February 25th, 2022. Monday, February 21st, 2022. Former account executive charged with stealing $3 million from employer. Jennifer Vandiver was charged by indictment with four counts of wire fraud, one count of unauthorized use of devices, one count of aggravated identity theft, and four counts of tax evasion. Vandiver worked as a supervisor for Company One's accounting department from 2011 to 2018. Vandiver allegedly embezzled from Company One by charging significant amounts of personal expenses for herself and her family on the company's corporate credit cards issued in the name of Individual One and on a department-issued credit card. An indictment is merely an accusation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, February 22, 2022. Husband and wife plead guilty to conspiracy in relation to fraudulent filings of Maryland Auto Repair Shop. Erson Callender and Lizette Callender of Alexandria, Virginia, pleaded guilty to conspiracy in relation to tax fraud regarding their corporate filings and business taxes submitted to the IRS for Butch's Auto Body Shop, owned by Erson Callender. The Callenders jointly worked to divert revenue from Butch's and avoid significant revenues being deposited into Butch's corporate bank accounts, as reported to the IRS. As part of the conspiracy, the Callenders kept two sets of financial records for Butch's, one that reported the actual revenues and profits of the business, and a second set that reported lower figures, which were used for tax purposes. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. Former Coachella Valley woman pleads guilty in $44 million scheme that fraudulently billed cosmetic surgeries to insurance. Linda Morrow pleaded guilty to charges related to a scheme that fraudulently billed insurance companies out of tens of millions of dollars by falsely claiming that cosmetic surgery procedures were medically necessary. However, it was later found that the surgeries were in fact cosmetic surgeries such as tummy tucks, nose jobs, breast augmentations, and vaginal rejuvenations. Morrow pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, admitting that she had helped her husband run the fraudulent billing scheme out of the Morrow Institute and Rancho Mirage. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, February 24th, 2022. Two arrested for alleged conspiracy to launder $4.5 billion in stolen cryptocurrency. Ilya Lichtenstein and his wife, Heather Morgan of New York, were arrested for allegedly conspiring to launder $4.5 billion in stolen cryptocurrency linked to a 2016 hack of virtual currency exchange provider Bitfinex. According to court documents, Lichtenstein and Morgan allegedly conspired to launder the proceeds of 119,754 Bitcoin that were stolen from Bitfinex platform after a hacker breached Bitfinex's systems and initiated more than 2,000 unauthorized transactions. Those unauthorized transactions sent the stolen Bitcoin to a digital wallet under Lichtenstein's control. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, February 25th, 2022. Former NFL player sentenced to prison for national healthcare fraud scheme. According to court records, former National Football League NFL player Robert McCune and his co-conspirators defrauded the Gene Upshaw NFL Player Health Reimbursement Account Plan by submitting false claims to the plan totaling $2.9 million. Court documents show that McCune submitted false and fraudulent claims to the plan on his own behalf and on behalf of other former NFL players. A total of 13 defendants have been sentenced for their participation in this fraudulent scheme. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.